And multiple voting locations in Pinal County experienced ballot shortages yesterday. Election officials are explaining what happened, and KTAR's Luke Forstner joins us now live from the newsroom to explain it to us.
Well, Becky, the problem was simple, says Pinal County Attorney Kent Volkmer.
Quite frankly, we underestimated. That's what happened. There were more people that showed up than we thought were going to show up.
He explains they did their best in the moment to deal with the shortages.
We did everything we could. We offered them the ability to wait as long as they were capable of waiting. Some people chose to leave and not come back. We can't control that. What we did is print as many ballots as we can once those issues were identified.
Still, he says the problems could affect smaller races.
Some of our municipal races, right now, there's less than 10 votes that separate people. Are we talking about thousands of people, tens of thousands of people? No, we have no indication the numbers are that widespread.
And Volkmer adds there's not much he can do to make the public feel better about what happened.
This was widespread. It was equal opportunity. It was just simply a mistake. There's nothing I can do to ensure anybody other than we're here. We're answering questions.
Luke, what's the plan moving forward? What are they going to do to address this issue?
Well, it's important to remember this isn't the first issue in Pinal County this election cycle. There were tens of thousands of voters that were sent incorrect early mail ballots earlier this year. So Pinal County Attorney Kent Volkmer stresses there's urgency in their response.
This county made a mistake. It was embarrassing to everybody here. It was embarrassing to me. Every elected official is embarrassed about what happened. We're committed to working together to make sure this doesn't happen again.
And he explains they'll be enlisting some help from the outside.
We're leveraging every contact that I have for elections directors elsewhere and recorders elsewhere to bring everybody into the fold to make sure it doesn't happen, because it can't happen. It's happened once. It's happened twice. It cannot happen a third time.
Live from the News Center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.